tournament preparation, the mental training week before competition. Most golfers treat the week before a tournament as pure technical preparation. Extra range sessions, sharpening the short game, maybe a practice round. The mental game preparation is an afterthought, something they'll handle by trying to stay positive once they arrive. That's backwards. The competitive mental state you bring to the first tee is largely built in the days before you get there. Structured pre-tournament mental preparation is not optional. It's where the competitive edge is earned or forfeited. Day 7. Establishing the mental baseline. 1 week out, your job is assessment, not preparation. Where is your game? What are you confident in? What is the honest state of your mental performance across the key categories? Focus, commitment, post-shot response, and pressure management. This is a deliberate inventory, not a pep talk. If your putting confidence is low, note it, and plan how you'll address it this week. If your focus breaks down late in rounds, that's the training priority. Athletes who go into competition with accurate self-knowledge perform better under pressure than those who go in with optimistic but inaccurate beliefs about their readiness. Research by Hayes and colleagues, 2009, in the Journal of Sports Sciences, found that elite athletes' confidence was grounded in specific, concrete performance evidence, not vague belief. Spend 20 minutes with your mental scorecard data from recent rounds. Identify one mental skill strength, your competitive edge, and one area where you have the most room to improve this week. Days 5 and 6, technical and mental integration. Midweek practice should integrate mental skills into technical work, not separate them. Every range session this week should include some proportion of pressure practice, shots hit with consequences, competition simulations, evaluation conditions that make you feel something. Research by Baylock and colleagues, 2004, in Psychonomic Bulletin and Review, demonstrated that skills practiced exclusively in low-pressure environments are more vulnerable to choking under competition. Regular exposure to performance-relevant stress during practice creates a neurological calibration that allows the motor system to operate normally under competitive conditions. Specific formats for pressure practice. Beat the pro. Hit 10 shots at a target. Score against an imaginary professional. Track your score and compete. Last shot pays. Give the final shot of any practice session full tournament weight. Your focus level should be identical to a critical competitive shot. Consequence putting. Establish a putting drill where missing has a cost. Restart the set. Pay a small penalty with a practice partner. These aren't gimmicks. They are the mechanism by which practice stress builds competition tolerance. Day 4. The practice round is mental reconnaissance. If you have access to the competition course, your practice round is your single most valuable mental preparation tool. Use it as a deliberate mental mapping exercise. Walk each hole with the specific question, where are my decision points, and what are my pre-planned responses? Identify the holes that will require the most aggressive management. Difficult tee shots. Approach shots with significant risk-reward choices. Establish your layup targets, your misdirections, your accepted worst-case outcomes. The goal is to convert future decisions into already made plans. Visualization research by Cumming and Williams, 2012, in The Sports Psychologist, confirmed that mental rehearsal of specific competitive scenarios improves performance in those scenarios during actual competition by pre-activating the relevant motor and decision-making programs. At minimum, pre-plan your club off each tee on difficult holes and your target zones on key approach shots. Write these in your yardage book so you execute during the round rather than deliberate. Day 3. Mental imagery protocol. 3 days out is the right moment for a structured visualization session, not visualization of winning, visualization of process. Research on mental imagery in sport confirms that motivational general mastery imagery, seeing yourself performing with confidence and control, and cognitive-specific imagery, rehearsing specific shots and scenarios, both improve competitive readiness a 15-20-minute session should cover 3 to 5 specific shots on the competition course that you've already mentally mapped. Your pre-shot routine executed on a difficult hole, a scenario where something goes wrong, a bad shot, an unexpected obstacle, and your response is calm, functional, and immediate. That last scenario, the adversity rehearsal, is often skipped, but is arguably the most important. You are not preparing for a perfect round. You are preparing for a real one. Day 2. Reduce intensity. Maintain sharpness. 2 days out. Protect your mental energy. This is not a day for heavy training or significant technical overhaul. Hit balls with rhythm and confidence. Putt for feel, not fix. The goal is to enter competition day with full cognitive reserves. Address any equipment concerns, logistics, and course knowledge gaps. Finalize your yardage book. Check the weather forecast. The more logistics you resolve before competition day, the less cognitive bandwidth they'll consume during the round. Day 1. Competition mindset. Activation. The day before competition, shift from preparation mode to competition mode. This is a mental state, not just a schedule change. In the morning or the night before, review your mental game plan, your process focus cues, your between shot routine, your adversity response protocol. Keep physical activity moderate. A light practice session or practice green work, nothing exhausting. Sleep is your most important recovery tool. Research consistently links sleep quality to cognitive performance, reaction time, and emotional regulation, all directly relevant to competitive golf performance. Bottom line, a structured mental preparation week covers assessment, pressure practice, course reconnaissance and pre-planned decisions, visualization with adversity rehearsal, managed intensity midweek, and competition mindset activation the day before. Golfers who build this week into their tournament routine arrive at the first tee with their mental game already calibrated and running, not hoping it shows up. Citations: Hayes, K, Thomas, O, Maynard, I, and Bauden, M, 2009. The Role of Confidence in World-Class Sport Performance, A Journal of Sports Sciences, 2711, 1185, Ceiling 1199, Baylock, SL, Culp, CA, Holt, LE, and Carr, TH, 2004. More on the Fragility of Performance, Journal of Experimental Psychology, General 133-4, 584-600, Cumming, J. and Williams, S. E., 2012. The Role of Imagery in Performance, in S. Murphy and S. Eda, Oxford Handbook of Sport and Performance Psychology, Oxford University Press, Morris, T., Spittle, M., and Watt, A., P., 2005. Imagery in Sport, Human Kinetics.